thanks for being with us today. And we're so glad to have some people in our class who have been interns here at Studio Classroom. Welcome to the interns. And how are you today?
Good, good.
Give them a big hand. Come on, we're glad you're here. And what about the people listening in? Give them a big hand.
Welcome.
Yeah, because this is a holiday, Double Tenth Day.
It is.
Right. And Albert, isn't that nice to have these special people with us today?
Oh, yes. It's so refreshing to have young faces and young minds.
In fact, some of the people listening in might want to come out and be interns sometimes.
Ooh,
it's fun, isn't it?
Good idea.
Well, Irene, you've been, actually, we're brought up in Taipei before you went to the States, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. For 12 years.
For 12 years, and then where did you go?
I went to Maryland.
To Maryland, and then you're going to come back one of these times, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you were here with us for this period of time in the summer, and we're glad you can be on the program. In fact, your mother used to be the head of our TV department, and she'll be back. That's good. So glad to have you. And who else do we have today?
Hi, this is Michelle.
And Michelle, you're from Seattle, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's my hometown, as you know, and we're glad that Michelle could be with us. Have you had a good time being an intern?
Yes, it's a really nice working atmosphere here.
Good. Well, we're so glad that you're here. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 18.
18, wow. That's pretty young, but that's good to start out on advance when you're 18. How old are you?
17.
See, you've got some nice young people. And we have...
Edith, hi.
Edith, you're from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
And how old are you, Edith?
I'm 16.
16?
Yes.
16, 17, 18. Wow. I'm not going to tell you how old I am because, wow, that sounds really old compared to that. But it's fun to start out teaching when you're young, isn't it? So thank you for coming today. And maybe Albert will tell us what we're going to talk about and what page we're on and everything.
Oh, we're going to be talking about the wife of Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder of Facebook. It's Priscilla.
Mark Zuckerberg, that name sounds familiar to a lot of people. And if you look at the picture, his face is so familiar because he's on Facebook, right?
He is on Facebook.
Right. And, of course, everybody knows about him, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, did you all know that his wife was Chinese?
I did not until recently.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually Vietnamese-Chinese, and her parents are Cantonese. So Chinese can be Hong Kong Chinese, Singapore, any kind of Chinese, you know.
That's correct.
Chinese, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very proud of her, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel after you read this article, Irene? Did you feel proud of her, though?
I feel really proud of her because, in the article, as you all learn, that she doesn't come from a rich family, but then she becomes really successful.
Right. And that's wonderful that we can find out what they are doing. And I like this picture. What do we have in the picture there in page 20? Who's on the picture at the front?
It's a picture of Priscilla and her husband, Mark, and their child.
A little baby. They have one child, right? Mm-hmm. Little girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice family picture, isn't it? And so this is going to be a good people article today. And where are we going to start in today, Albert? Where are we going to read?
Well, on page 20 on our Advance magazine, if you guys don't have our magazine, go pick it up. If not, you can sign on to our website, mobile website, mm-hmm. and join us.
Okay, and we're going to start there and read down through line, 16?
Okay.
So read along with us.
Priscilla Chan shares her goals. The wife of Mark Zuckerberg shares her personal story. Priscilla Chan remembers seeing blood all over the boy's face, a sign he had gotten jumped in his own neighborhood. Chan, then a Harvard student and now a Bay Area philanthropist, pediatrician, mother, and wife of Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg, was mentoring the child in an after-school program meant to quell gang violence. Yet stellar tutoring and field trips couldn't cure the student's woes. I realized that my homework help was going to completely be futile if these kids couldn't be healthy, safe, and happy in the place that they lived, a teary-eyed Chan told the San Jose Mercury News in a rare interview. That really drives a lot of what I decided to do in my life and career.
Welcome back. So Priscilla Chan starts off with sharing some of her memories, namely one of a boy, a student, who was jumped. Now, to be jumped is to be physically attacked. It doesn't usually involve the action of jumping somebody, but usually it means to be taken by surprise.
So then you could say that he was attacked.
Right.
Right. I would say he was attacked in his neighborhood. I don't know, but I guess they use this word. He was jumped. It means he was jumped on. People started hitting him or something.
Right.
Unless they hit him because he had blood on his face. Now, would you like to see a little kid with blood all over the... Would you feel bad?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd feel really bad to see that. And she remembers that. She said, seeing this, and he'd been jumped in his own neighborhood where he lived. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, it's like probably somebody he knew.
Mm-hmm. And so she remembers seeing that. And there, where was she when that happened? It says she was a Harvard student, so she was back in the Boston area of the United States, because Harvard is back in Boston. And she was going to school then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it says... Then a Harvard student, and now in the Bay Area. So she lived on the East Coast, and then she moved to the West Coast of the United States, right?
Right. The Bay Area is usually referred to as San Francisco
area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it says then she was a student. What is she now?
She is now a philanthropist, pediatrician.
Well,
mother.
Those are two big words.
She's they are.
Philanthropist. Let's say that. Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Loud. Philanthropist, everybody.
Philanthropist.
And what do philanthropists do, anyway? You know?
They're like beneficiaries. They donate money to good causes,
right,
charities and such.
I think your dad works for a company. Does he work for World Vision?
Yeah, my dad works for World Vision.
For World Vision, and they do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
They give away money and help people all over the world. So you know all about that, philanthropist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she's also, what else?
A pediatrician.
Can you say that?
Pediatrician.
You know, these are words that everybody knows when they see them, but they don't really talk about them a lot because sometimes you're not used to say, oh, he's a philanthropist. It's kind of a big word, but get used to saying it. Oh, he's a philanthropist. Just say it.
Philanthropist.
He's a philanthropist, right. Okay. Well, now, a person who is very wealthy and who has a company is not always a philanthropist. Just because you have money doesn't make you a philanthropist. What makes a person a philanthropist?
What makes a person a philanthropist?
Yeah, why would we call them a philanthropist?
Well, they give their money out. So
right.
They not only own money, but they also give it back.
They give it away, right. So he's not just an owner of some company, but he is one who donates and helps other people. And so that's very good. That's what she does now, too. But she's also a pediatrician. That's kind of a medical term.
It is. A pediatrician is a doctor who has specialized in training in medical care for children.
Right. A children's doctor, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she's also a mother now because she has one cute little baby that we see in the picture here. And she's a wife of Facebook co-founder. He founded it with another person. What is his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
And so it says that she was mentoring a child when this happened in an after-school program, and that is back in Boston area,
mm-hmm.
United States. That's where she was going to school. And she was mentoring him. We'll talk about that part later. But this after-school program was planned for a certain reason. Why did they have that after-school program?
The main point was to quell or to stop something, especially by using force. It was to quell gang violence, but in this instance, it was ineffective because the boy got jumped.
Right. So to quell something means to stop something, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? And it's not the way we usually speak, but you can read about it that way, to stop the violence. So that was the gang violence was back there in Boston area, in Plymouth, in that area right near, you know, where Harvard University is. And she saw that back there. And so we're going to find out more about her now. Now, she joined this school program because they were supposed to help kids. And it talks about, in line 9, it says, yet stellar tutoring and field trips couldn't cure their woes or their problems. What is stellar tutoring? Is it some kind of special kind?
It means excellent, which tutoring also means teaching, so it mm-hmm. means excellent teaching.
Okay, and we all know what field trips are, don't we? What are field trips?
It's like a trip that you take to
going out someplace to see something.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have trips. We would go and visit someplace from the school. We all like field trips. Get out of class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on a lot of field trips?
Not a lot, but definitely some.
Yeah. Do you like field trips in school?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, you know. You can visit different places. But even though they had very good tutoring there, and they did fun things, but it didn't help solve this problem of the students. Woes. Woes is a very strong word. It just means problems and things that bother them, right?
Mm.
Wow, woes. It's really stronger than problems, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. What did she say after that? What did she realize?
She realized that just helping with her homework wasn't going to be completely effective. If anything, it was futile. And
okay. Yeah, futile, I usually say. Yeah, mm-hmm. Futile. Mm-hmm. Well, she said, I can help him with her homework, but what good will that do?
Right.
It'll be futile.
Because
no
use. Once they leave, you know, the comforts of school or the safety and security of school and...
They might get beat up?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So just because I helped them with their homework is not going to take away their problems. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So that's what they're talking about here. And this teary-eyed Jen told the San Jose Mercury News, that's a newspaper in San Jose, in Silicon Valley there near San Francisco. And she was teary-eyed. Why was she teary-eyed? Why?
She felt that she wasn't helping them in the correct way. Ways that they needed help.
She felt sorry. I mean, she got tears in her eyes when she thought of these kids that are getting beat up and cute little kids, you know. And I mean, yeah, would you feel kind of bad if you saw that too?
Yeah, completely, because I feel like, you know, as a teacher, you want to care for the kid not only in terms of education, but their physical well-being when outside of school. So she felt helpless.
Right, so she really had kind of got tears in her eyes thinking about felt very sad, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then she was telling the newspaper, they were interviewing her, why is she doing this? And then she said, why? What was her reason then?
That, you know, this really drives her in a lot of what she does, and she decided to, you know, what to do in her life and career.
What does it mean to drive people to do something?
To influence or to have impact.
Right. This really influenced her a lot, because I'm going to do something to help these people. So that was what influenced her.
Mm.
So now we see this picture of her. We're going to find out more about her. But that was the very first paragraph. So remember that she is the wife of the co-founder of what?
Facebook.
Right? Facebook, of course, is very famous all over the world. And we're going to find out more about her. Let's read the next section that says giving back, and we'll find out about her background. We might hear about him a lot, but hardly anybody knows about her, but you do because you're listening to Advance. Well, let's read along together, giving back.
Giving back. Chan is the private face of the philanthropic couple, working quietly behind the scenes. While Zuckerberg's life story is widely known, Chan rarely talks publicly about how her personal story has helped shape the couple's multi-million dollar donations to schools and hospitals. Wealth and power used to be foreign to Chan. The child of immigrant parents who fled Vietnam on refugee boats in the 1970s and never went to college. Now Chan and her husband have invested hundreds of millions of dollars to improve education and health care for children. They have vowed to donate 99% of their Facebook's shares, worth more than $45 billion, to charitable causes.
Well, it says here that this is the private face. What does it mean, the private face?
Well, it's the opposite of a public face. Usually the public face of a company is one that people associate with the company. Like, oh, that person's in charge of X, Y, and
Z. That's her husband.
Right, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, everybody knows him, but she is private. They don't know her very well. But she works very quietly behind the scenes. she probably influenced him. She says, let's give another million.
Let's just
good
give
wife,
another million.
That's right. But anyway, she works not in the public, so she doesn't do it to say, I have a press conference, we're going to give away money. She does it very quietly and just helps where she can. Don't you think that's really a good thing?
Yeah, definitely.
It's really good, isn't it? Yeah. And it says that a lot of people know about him because he's been written up a lot, you know, when he started Facebook and all that. But I guess not very many people. I didn't know much about her. People very rarely talk about her personal story. I hadn't even heard about it till I read this. Had you?
Yeah, me too. I haven't heard about her.
I know. But, yeah. It was kind of interesting, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
True life stories are the best stories, aren't they? Well, it's also about her personal story, and this helped to shape or make this donation to the schools multi-million. A million is a lot.
Yeah.
But multi-million means many, many million dollars. Donations to, what do they usually donate to?
To schools and hospitals.
Schools and hospitals. That is a wonderful thing. Hospitals, because she works in a hospital. Schools, because they also believe in helping the students learn. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. I feel like schools and hospitals are like the best places that people can help people.
That's right, mm-hmm. They are. There's a very good place to help all kinds of people there. But, you know, when she was young, she didn't have much money, so she didn't have wealth, and they didn't have power. That used to be foreign to them, meaning that they didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody tells you something or you've never done, you say, oh, that's kind of foreign to me. It's not a foreigner, but it's foreign because it's something I don't know about, right?
Yeah, it's unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar to me. So they were foreign to her. Why? Where was she brought up? Tell us more about her.
She was brought up in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, right. And her parents immigrated to the United States. She was a child of immigrant parents. Now, when did her parents leave Vietnam?
In the 1970s.
1970s, right. Now, that was a very bad time. My brother was down there at that time, and he helped a lot of people leave. He was with the American MAG group that helped them, and he got a lot of people on planes the last minute and got them out there. It was all in the 70s, and this was a time where everybody tried to leave. Why were they trying to leave Vietnam then?
Because of the Vietnam War.
Because of the war, there was fighting and shooting, and it was really, really a difficult time. And a lot of Vietnamese people moved to the States. And now all along California coast and a lot of places you can eat Vietnamese food because those people started the restaurants when they got to America. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So a lot of Vietnamese came, but they didn't have anything when they left because they had to leave on boats or planes the last minute. And so her parents had to do that. And they left on refugee boats. Wow. Well, those things are very dangerous. And were her parents very well educated?
No, they don't even have, they didn't even get the chance to go to college.
Right. And a lot of people didn't a long time ago. They didn't have that opportunity. And then when they were refugees, they went on to the States. Now, you'd think it might be hard to get a job there. So what did most people do, like people from China and from Vietnam, what did they do when they got to the States? What kind of work did they usually do?
I want to say hard labor.
Yeah, they did labor. A lot of them started restaurants, really.
Mm.
Some of them worked in laundries and factories, but there's all kinds of little Chinese restaurants. The Cantonese people, when they first went to the States, they started restaurants all over.
Mm.
So that's what they did, her parents. But she and her husband now have invested all this money to improve education and health care. And they've said that they're going to really help, so they made a vow. What is a vow?
It's like a pledge. Promise.
It's like a promise, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did they vow?
They vowed to donate 99% of their Facebook shares, which is worth more than $45 billion, to charitable causes.
Charitable means what? Something that is helping people, poor people, people who need money, who need food, we call that charity.
Mm.
So charitable causes would be causes to help improve the life of people who don't have much.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. So well, I really
after earthquakes and floods, and charitable agencies like World Vision and others go and help people.
Right.
People give money to them for charitable causes. So that's a good phrase to know, right? What do you think of that?
Oh, that's amazing. You know, usually there's two ways to go about this. You know, people who have suffered earlier in life, later in life they will like be selfish and hoard those wealth. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know, I didn't have that much, so they'll hoard and keep on to it and be greedy. But here's, we have the opposite effect where, you know, Priscilla is giving it away.
Giving it away.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people who were poor a long time ago here in Taiwan and other countries, when they got money, they donated it to help the countryside. That's a very good thing to do.
It is.
But let's read the rest of today's lesson and start there on page 20, the last paragraph about her.
And Chan, a former teacher, has taken it a step further. Last year, she announced she was founding and would be CEO of the primary school, which will link healthcare and education for 50 families. Teaming up with the Family Health Center, the free school, serving students from pre-K to 8th grade, will provide services from mental health to prenatal care for students and their families. The private school is funded by Chan and Zuckerberg, but they have not disclosed how much they are pumping into the effort.
Now we learn a little bit more about Priscilla, and you know, we're getting to know more about why she does the things she does. Like earlier we said, the drive, what drives her to be so charitable and generous. It turns out she was a former teacher, and you know, she's taken further steps. Last year, she announced she was founding and would be the CEO of the primary school.
So when you found something, that means that when you say people are the founder, what does that mean?
You start something.
The ones that started it, right. So she's also in education. I think she studied a lot of biology and things before she became a pediatrician, right?
Yes.
And so she likes that, and she's going to be the CEO. She's going to be the director of this primary school. And that school's going to be kind of different. So what are they going to do in that school?
It's linked with healthcare and education.
Yeah, they're going to link and get put together healthcare as well as education for 50 families. That's not very many when you think about it, 50. I mean, but still, it's kind of a start, I guess.
Mm.
They're going to have this for healthcare and education, but they're also teaming up with something else. Teaming up means to work together with. What are they teaming up with?
They're teaming up with Family Health Center. It's a free school that serves students from pre-K, or what we know as before kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Before kindergarten.
Yeah.
To 8th grade.
To 8th grade. And they'll provide not only, you know, education, but mental health care, prenatal care for students and their families.
Okay, so this is kind of a special kind of program. Now, it says, you know, up to the 8th grade. Now, if you go to school with, you have 8th grade, and then you go to high school 4 years, or else you go to the 6th grade, and then go to junior high school, and then high school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have those three. I went to 8th grade, and then I went to high school. But it depends on where you are, because if there's big cities, and they have so many schools, some are junior high school, some are high school.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the 8th grade, that's just being like two or something, right?
Right.
So it's a little different. So anyway, they're going to have this kind of school. It's free. But they're going to help people with their mental health. Maybe they're from poor homes. They're going to help all of them. And they're going to give all the money for this. And do you know how much money it's going to cost? Does it say?
It doesn't really.
What does it say?
Let's see. Millions, probably.
This is they have not disclosed. See that word on there?
Disclosed.
Doesn't say, does it? When they have not disclosed, it means that they have not let people know, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much money they're pumping into that. To pump into it just means putting a lot of money in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that shows that they're not just doing it for publicity. Doesn't that show you something about their character?
Yeah, I feel like they're really gentle. And then, Priscilla, like, she doesn't come from a rich family, so I feel it's very kind of her to just give back and not for publicity.
Right. Now, say, look what I did, you know. She just had to do it silently. Right. Okay, well, you know, this is very interesting that people's backgrounds affects how they live. Now, some people, because they didn't have anything, they want to keep it themselves. And that's kind of selfish. But other people, because they didn't have something, they want to give it away. And that really shows a kind and loving spirit, which is the best.
Yes.
Give it away, of course. Yeah. I've always thought if I had money, I'd like to give it away. Probably never have any money, but if I had, I would. But other people say, oh, if I had money, I would buy this hotel and that place. What fun is that? You know, you don't get any fun. It should be so, you know, full. It's much more blessed to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out more about her. This is just the beginning, but she looks very happy in the picture here, doesn't she?
She does.
Right.
How old is she?
Right. So we've learned quite a bit today. So what have we really actually learned so far today? Could you sum it up in a nutshell what we have learned today?
Well, I feel like, you know, someone that has come from humble beginnings, and instead of being greedy, she in turn has been super generous and has been, you know, making sure that other people get the chance and opportunity that she has had.
Right. And what did you learn from today?
I feel like you really get what you give. Like, she gives out a lot, and she has a successful life.
And don't you think her life is making a big difference to a lot of people?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure that the people that she's doing this for are very, very grateful. And so if you want to stay with us for the next 2 days, we'll find out more about this. It's very interesting. And true stories are the best. This is a true people story. So come back tomorrow for day two. Will you all be here then?
Yeah.
Okay, so goodbye for now. Have a nice day.
Bye.